And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. And Linda and her girlfriend's on her way out to Lake Shasta to spend a relaxing few days there on the lake with Holiday Harbor. And I can't think of a better place for this week to be than out on the Lake Shasta on Holiday Harbor, through Holiday Harbor. Today, September 24, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Made a discovery about your vehicle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Pat found out together that my vehicle takes only high-octane premium gas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So much for those long road trips.
Yep.
So it's not that bad. You still like the car.
Despite premium and having half the tank size of the van I used to drive, I still have to fill it up less.
Yeah.
And the other van, I mean, I just
and you like it too. You like
that
little drive around so little sports car, and you check the chat.
I have a lot of fun. Check the chat.
Do you have any tickets? No tickets yet.
No tickets yet.
Okay, good. What national day is it, buddy?
National Cherries Jubilee Day.
Whoa.
We only got two today. The other one's National Punctuation Day.
Oh, I can have fun with that one, but not on the air, because the only one I really know is not can't go out over the air on punctuation. Hey, the weather today, sunny and hot with a high near 99 with a low around 50. That can't be right. 64 tonight and tomorrow. Increasing clouds with a high near 89, light and variable winds, and with a low around 61. And then the temperature seems to be going down. It'll be about on Thursday, high around 93. Friday, we'll be back up again to 99. But Saturday, 95. Sunday, 93. And Monday, 94. With the lows all in the low 60s. So maybe we've gotten past the higher temperatures. I say that every week, and then I'm fooled. But the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They've been in the business well over 2 decades and into the third generation now of working there at the business. And they do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment programs. This is just a good business and a good family to do business with. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, I was going to jump into local things that are happening. Today, Heather Hadwick, who is running for state assembly, will be with us at 8. And that in California just passed a law that says students or children, kids, who spend an inordinate amount of time on social media are not going to be, quote, protected. Senate Bill 976, known as Protecting Our Kids from Social Media Addiction Act, would make it illegal for certain websites, social media platforms, and other applications to provide an addictive, whatever that is, an addictive feed to minors unless parents give consent. That refers to the content that is recommended or prioritized to display to a social media user based on information they provide, according to law. And I guess that they provide means is that they click on something that kind of says what they're interested in, and then they just get fed stuff. Now, It prohibits minors from getting notifications from social media platforms late at night and during school hours, from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning, and from 8 to 3 during the school year. So, it takes aim at social media platforms, mobile applications to websites that provide users with an addictive feed as a significant part of its service. In doing so, it attempts to address the harm social media presents to kids and teenagers. Has anybody heard of this one? Or know anything about this? Okay. Well. Anyway, it's been signed, and it's going into law. I'm not sure which platforms are talking about. Is that like Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or all of those? So, now parents can provide consent to their child to receive notifications during these time periods if you wish. And they can also choose specific hours to prevent their children from receiving notifications or limit how much their child sees an addictive feed with time controls. I thought they could do that kind of already.
By parental controls.
So they just made it a law. Okay. Now, it doesn't say when it takes when it's going to take effect. So, if you how do you know if it's a child and what and the you know there's some things in here need to be added.
Their phone scans their face.
Well, wouldn't that be taking even more information, scanning from the face? It's minors, so I guess minors are anybody under the age of 18.
You're thinking too hard.
Well, I'm just thinking that it's another law.
Okay. No common sense.
It says up to 95% of children ages 13 to 17 use a social media platform. And more than a third say they use social media almost constantly. That can't be good.
No. I mean, there's no doubt.
It can affect their, it can affect their mental health. Okay. All right. Moving right along. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, there is one other thing. Is they passed a bill that starts in January 26, 2026, that bans plastic bags from the California grocery stores. It starts January 2026. No more plastic bags in grocery stores. Now it's got to be paper bags or your own reusable bags that I usually have two or three in the truck and leave them in the truck as I go in to go shopping because I forget because I don't go shopping that much. And so then I end up buying a bag, which I end up throwing away anyway. But I usually put, like, garbage and stuff in it. Now, what's that going to do with the new law that says we have to take all of our garbage and put it in the green, the green cans that started, too? So all the wet garbage, it doesn't go into your paper bags. Doesn't last. Oh. I just think they're doing this just to test us, to see how much we love living in California. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce.
Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office. study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costumed classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment out at Lake Shasta this week. It's tough, but somebody has to do it. Today, the 24th of September, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right, at 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been voted best in the North State for jewelry stores in 2023 and 2024, and it's because they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're locally owned, locally operated, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. We love this place. We think this is a place that if you're going to shop for jewelry, you ought to go to Four Winds Jewelry. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, I'm here with the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, James Masada, Nigel Skeet, and Jason Stovall. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Everybody turned on?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Okay. Yep. Now we are. You got to get all those things clicking at one time. So tell us what the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce is.
It's pure joy is what it is.
And from what we understand, we now need to get into the banana business.
Yes.
Yeah. We were just talking about there could be a longshoreman strike, and if that happens, there goes bananas and other fruits that may not make it into your supermarket. So let's start a panic buy of bananas. Get them as green as you can.
I need toilet paper and bananas, quick.
I think we're okay on toilet paper unless you live in Hawaii.
Okay.
Then just a rumor, just a hint of a shortage there, and it would be. Yeah. It would be. No more tuna fish. Gone.
Oh.
No more toilet paper.
That's what happened in 2020 with the toilet paper rush.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, you know, living in Hawaii is, I'm sure, is incredible for certain things, but it's a little dicey, right? If you're a modern person that lives there, because you're on an island and most of that stuff's being brought in.
Yeah.
So
it's almost all being brought in.
If it's not coming to the mainland, it's surely not coming to Hawaii, I guess, maybe in some senses. But again, then I guess you can just fish from the shore if you need food. There's fish everywhere.
Yeah, and you can use banana leaves for toilet paper. And, I mean, we survive.
Full circle economy.
Full circle.
You have plenty of sugar source.
You would think.
Right? But you could die from a volcano.
And you can get pineapple.
Yeah.
The king of fruits. They get offended, though, when there's thousands of people coming out there and just picking a few. That's one of my favorite.
So Shasta County Chamber. Yeah, so we are exactly what it sounds like. We are a chamber of commerce. We have been in basic operation for probably, what, Nigel, 8 months, a year?
I would say a year now.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly the date. But this is something that's been in the works for years, not something that just kind of dropped out of the middle of nowhere. You know, there's been a bunch of us that have our business owners, but also, you know, just became acquaintances and friends and networked together, kind of what a chamber does. But we did that all naturally and came together, and a vision was kind of seen, or a need that we felt like needed to be filled.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are chambers all over Shasta County, and they're awesome. And we 100% support them. That is our mission. But we really felt like there was a need from kind of a look over from a higher vantage point. You know, Shasta County is a large county. It's 3,800 square miles. There's a lot of people and a lot of land spread out. And we just felt like there was not a lot of representation at the county level. And so we thought, well, you know what? You know, we looked around. There are other county chambers, right? And we thought, okay, so this is not something that's totally out of, you know,
left field.
Yeah, I mean, it exists, right?
And they're all around us, right? So yeah. Trinity County has a chamber. Siskiyou County has two. Lassen has one. And it just it became pretty clear that of all the counties in Northern, especially Northern California, that the only county that had no representation of any kind from a county level was Shasta County, and was kind of odd.
And that was spearheaded years ago when Nigel was busy developing CAD, California Adventure District, where, you know, he saw that here we are, this massive area of land in Northern California that really is working in silos, right? We are at the bottom, the very, very bottom on tourism spending, and yet we have the greatest lands and opportunities to do something with it. But because we all were working in our own counties and there was no partnership, Nigel decided to change that and went out and really reached out to all the other counties. And surprisingly enough, they were all very interested in working together to create a district to encourage tourism. But unfortunately, Shasta County was the only county that didn't have
anything.
That form of representation.
Okay.
And the other counties couldn't, you know, counties want to work together with counties because that's how things work, right? And so we decided, hey, we need to change that. And so hence the Shasta County Chamber was born. And so we are feverishly working on developing it out in all directions. Part of it is that we extended ourselves to have Explore Shasta County, which is a tourism arm. That we want to support Shasta County for tourism on a county level. And then we also have developed a nonprofit, which is the Shasta County Chamber nonprofit. So we have a nonprofit. So we are unique in our chamber setup that we are a for-profit chamber. Many are not, but there, again, are chambers that are for-profit. We felt like being a for-profit entity works better with our members, who majority of them are for-profit. And so we kind of want to meet them where they're at, but we also understand that there are nonprofits that will join, and a nonprofit has benefits that you can activate. And so we said we'll also run a nonprofit so that we can meet those companies that are part of our business where they're at. but also to be able to really access grant money. And so we have a gentleman, I don't know if that's...
It's okay. Jim.
Jim Wadley, the old airport manager.
No, we have airport manager.
Yeah, Jim is our CFO for our nonprofit, but he also is going to be our official grant writer. So what we do is, you know, if our members or a member comes to us and says, hey, you know what, I found that I might be able to qualify for this grant, or there is this grant or whatever, we can then have Jim go in and look at the requirements to meet that grant, and if it's something that we can accomplish, then, you know, we'll stick Jim on it and hopefully be able to collect that money and use it and give it to the proper channels that need it within the county. So our goal is really to uplift all of the other chambers, to come alongside, find things that are already developed in their wheelhouse and support it so that it can bring it to the next level. As it stands now, every chamber in Shasta County is joined the Shasta County Chamber, so City of Anson. I'll clarify that. Yeah, there's one that has not, but you know,
would that be the Reading Chamber of Commerce?
It would be, yeah.
Okay,
but that door is always open.
Yeah,
again,
but Anderson has
Palo Cedro, Shasta Lake. They've all joined. We've joined them.
Right. Uh-huh.
We attend many of their
meetings. I do think it's important to point out that one of the there's a few pillars that we have. We want a low barrier entry for people who want to be members. So it's $97 a year with your mom and pop or Costco, right?
Yep.
And because if you make it free, nobody takes it seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
So you have to have some skin in the game.
Some skin in the game.
Yeah.
But the other important part is that we don't take any money from this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has all been a labor of love or a labor of debt.
That's more like it.
Right? So, but it is important for the community to know, for Shasta County to know that we're not in this from a competitive standpoint.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I think at some point here, we'll actually have membership drives for some of the other chambers, right? So we encourage local businesses to join their local chamber.
Yeah.
Right? So that if we can actually build out a network, you know, that everybody's rowing in the same direction. But I think it's important to note that we're not in this to make money.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about it when we were sitting here earlier, and I was thinking in my head some of our talking points. But one of the things that I've really come to grow and like is that we've shared with each other, I mean, our maturity, where we have strengths. Nigel's taught me a lot about controlling my emotions. I'm an emotion-based person, right? And
I've heard that.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. I bring things to the table, but one of the things that I work on is not reacting, right? Letting time happen, using the brain, those kinds of things. I've learned stuff from Jason as well. But one thing that I really have recognized is as more mature, we're not old, but we're mature, right?
Teenagers.
Yeah, we have... I've kind of realized we're really truly in this for the community, for the county. It has nothing to do with power, position, recognition. Like, you know what? If nobody ever saw me, that would totally be okay with me. That's what I really like. That there's a truth to what we're trying to do, and it really comes from the heart. From the heart and what we want to see for our community. It's not about anything else, really. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it for free.
So the bottom line is bringing businesses into the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. that you all are on a first-name basis with the other county chambers of commerce,
yes.
that are out there, mm-hmm. and you all are working together to try and get out of the silos where it's, you know, Shasta County's doing this, Trinity County's doing this. It should be kind of a gathering, almost like a collective of people working together to bring in business, tourism, and all these things.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, I mean, we should be knowing what our neighbors are doing, and we should be trying to figure out how to support them. You know,
and how to be supported.
Yeah. As a county, we are the, you know, if you look the how the state is laid out, I Roland have coined the phrase that, you know, Shasta County is the jewel in the crown of California. So, you know, all the other northern counties are part of the crown, and Shasta County sits right in the middle, and we have access to one of the largest population centers. We have a regional airport that supports the area. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a lot that Shasta County as a whole offers the north state and the northern part of the state. So,
okay. I'm here with Jason Stovall and Nigel Skeet and James Masada, who are heading up the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce. They're going to be starting a new show here on October 7th and talking about how we can enhance both businesses and tourism here in the entire North State, sure, as opposed to just one area. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Too bad there's no rebates on premium gas, Ben.
All right.
Hey, Ben, you're not alone. Mine takes premium, too.
Oh, does yours, Nigel? Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
It's very thirsty.
It's very thirsty. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Interested in becoming a nurse? The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program invites you October 14th at 5:30 p.m. for an information session where you'll learn about application requirements and the multi-criteria selection process. For the Zoom link and a preview of the information to be reviewed, visit shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines are 530-605-4567. And that rolls over to a bank of phone call of phones just sitting there waiting for Ben. And the 12 people we have hired to run the phone banks.
I love it when they come. Please hold. Thank you for holding. Please hold.
Yeah. 1 moment.
Yeah. Casey and I, please hold.
Well, we have one person running 12 phones.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you've been injured at work and you're just not getting the treatment that you think you should be, it's taking forever, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a phone call. 530-262-2168. He is a workman's compensation expert. He is a veteran, a former law enforcement, went to law school, worked for insurance companies for a couple years, not very long, and decided he did not like that. So he has opened up his own business and has grown it to the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. If you've got questions, give him a call and he'll talk to you. You will always talk to Patrick Gorman. And life-changing injuries, life-changing for you, your family. You want to go back to work. Your family wants you back to work. Your employer wants you back to work. But things just aren't moving. Give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168 today. I'm here with the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Nigel Skeet, James Masada, and Jason Stovall. Jason.
Yeah.
You're with the Redding Buzz.
Yep.
I remember you came into our, and it was a spectacular event.
Thank you.
Coming into KCNR studios. How'd you get involved with this?
Oh, I've been doing Redding Buzz for about 15 years, and I'm real serious about the last five or so.
Okay.
Yeah, picking up. And then, yeah, it's just really interesting.
You just had a wild hair.
Yeah. A wild hair, yeah.
They're all gone now.
Yeah, they're gone now. It's all bald. You don't have a lot of room to talk.
I will tell you, the cool thing about this, James kind of alluded to it, is this, you know, we're three guys who are kind of already over ourselves, right? Yeah. And setting the tone for a team environment. So, for example, you know, I kind of despise social media. Jason's the king of social media, so, you know, instead of being, selfish about it, you know, Jason can do the social media, right?
He can spin that wheel.
Right? And so it all kind of fits together. And so the chamber and the radio show that one of the reasons why we want to do the radio show is to elevate others, right? Because mm-hmm. we didn't know how this was going to go, right? I kind of saw a hole in the market, right?
And big hole.
A big hole in the market. And first, it's like, well, let's see how this is received, right? Let's see how this
Not
goes.
Not quite as big as the hole in the ozone, but close.
It's very close.
It's close to that.
And so, I think we're up to 130 members at this point.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, every month we get together.
Organically, even.
Organically.
We as an organization haven't even done a formal push for members. This is just by attrition and people, word of mouth, and people that are in asking, saying, hey, we're having a great time.
And so, you know, James and I have been, we've had our radio show here and it was great, right? And we said we'd take a break. And
yeah.
So.
Well, people do that. They'll come in for a couple of years and then they take a break and then.
Well, we wanted to get the chamber up and
running. In fact, we've got another show that took a break for a while and now they're coming back. Yeah. So.
And so, one of the spotlights for this, one of the reasons for this radio show is to bring some of our members in and highlight who they are and what they're doing, mm-hmm. right? We have some great members. We have some members who join at the beginning and they come to every roundup and every meeting. And
now, your members are, I mean, they can be from Bernie, they can be from
anywhere in the county,
Fall River, mm-hmm. they can be anywhere yep. from around here.
We have members from Cottonwood to Fall River to
Lake City, and we first always are happy to, you know, we're not stopping anybody from joining. That's the whole point. But we also try to remind them if there is a chamber within their city or wherever they're from, is, you know, to try to say, hey, you know, it's good for you to be a member with your local.
You know, because here in Shasta County, what would you like to remind our members, our people, here in Shasta County, because everybody's 1 or 2 degrees of separation from everybody, right?
Jeez. It appears to be, you know,
right?
You know,
kind of a little scary.
I used to think 6, but since moving to Shasta County. Yeah.
That here locally, your number one source of business is word of mouth, right? Like, by far.
Yeah.
Right? Word of mouth.
Right next to advertising on
TCNR. Jason's in that
world. Advertising. Bolsters that word of mouth or validates that word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, they all work together. So it's been really cool to get all these people in the room together, right, like once a month or whenever we get together, and see how they organically start to network together. It's been great.
It's been awesome. I mean, we call ourselves a working chamber. We spend a lot of time with our members, but we constantly are encouraging our members to say, you know, we're here to help, but don't look at us to read your mind and figure out what it is that you think we need. What do you need? Bring it to the table and let us figure it out as an entire.
But this has also been good for us. And so James has a good example how how we can see some of the where the city and the county, you know, work together and where there may be opportunities to streamline. For example, the whole ADU thing, right? Mm-hmm. We don't need to get
don't need to go down that rabbit hole. But, hey.
You know, but there's some opportunities here to
make our lives easier.
Make our lives easier. And we do encourage either members from the Board of Supervisors or from the county themselves to come to our roundups every month, and we encourage our members to get to know your supervisors or your members of city council, because at some point, you know, you need to know who these people are, because they're just people.
Because the impact on you every day. You may not know it, but they do. Okay, so, but you all offer services at the chamber.
Yep.
And what are some of the services you offer? Well, I mean, we're talking about getting everybody together, and it's all, you know, kumbaya, but you offer hard services, too.
We do.
Well, we'll give you an example. So we had one, you know, Lakehead Resort, right, up in Lakehead, and it's a great place. And their neighbors both had docks, have docks, but they didn't. And it turns out there's political reasons why they don't have a dock, right? So as the chamber, then we can just step in and build that bridge and help them with those conversations.
Mm-hmm. I'm actively right now working with the Palisadro Chamber of Commerce to get raised funds to put a new welcome sign when you're coming down the hill 44 into Palisadro, and it's new and digital, but the sign that currently exists is on private property, and you can't put a digital marquee on private property. It has to be on commercial property, and so the question is...
Wait a minute. Whose law was that? Is that a state law?
Must be. I haven't even.
Why would you do something like that?
I haven't even looked into it because I don't really care about.
If
that
I have
sign.
Private property and if I want to put a digital sign up, I can't do it.
Mm-mm. So we're asking the diocese if we can move the sign to and put a new sign on the school's property, right? And so I'm working with and talking to the diocese, working with Palisadro Pharmacy, talking to Caltrans. I mean, there's a lot that gets involved in trying to just do something as simple as move a sign 15 feet over.
Do you think they would have noticed?
Who? The school?
Oh, the school probably would have noticed.
The school would have noticed. Yeah. I mean, we're legit. We're not trying to.
No, I mean, that's right. Because you were moving it, like I thought, if you're moving it from private to public, they would never notice it. Yeah. It would take them years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just. But see,
so those kinds of things, we just kind of step in and try to help.
Yeah, along with the social media and the bags. The state of California is just piling on, you know?
Oh, it's awful. I'm sorry.
And can the. That's the other thing, too, is when you kind of have strength in numbers, that when you say something and you've got hundreds of businesses there that are agreeing on it.
There's
that,
a lot.
Then, hey, you know what? This is going to hurt us out here in the county. So city's one thing. Yeah. County's another.
And we're discovering there's a lot in the county of Shasta that we don't possess that most counties do. One of those that we're working on right now is an agritourism ordinance. Shasta County doesn't have an ordinance for agritourism. And it's really been difficult for working farms to have people come to their farm, explore the farm, be educated, tasting.
Yeah, ask College Farm.
Yeah. Well, Greg is on the committee. So he's working. So, you know, and I'm not saying the county's been great. They're super engaged now, mm-hmm. and they're working hard. But again, every time we go into those meetings, my head blows up when I find out, oh, the state doesn't allow this. The state has this ordinance. The state. And then you slap on all the county things and you think, no wonder nothing ever gets done. I mean, there are so many rules.
Yep.
Every time you turn a corner, there's, nope, you can't do this. And if you do that, you have to pay that. And if you can't do that,
I know somebody that all he wants to do is put a hot tub in.
Mm.
And right now it's been 2 years.
Wow.
To put a hot tub.
Is that something you need a permit for?
Yes. Yes, because it's been 2 years.
I didn't even know you needed a permit for a hot tub.
I think at the end of 6 months, I'd be visiting my county supervisor weekly, just sitting in his office with a sign. Or like they did in Zero Dark Thirty, just go up on their window and write, and, you know, 99 days, then it's 365 days, then it's 420 days since, you know, since I put a permit in. Anyway, we have to take a break and we'll be right back.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda is on Lake Shasta with her friends, thanks to Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor, of course, is a very well known houseboat rental. Other types of boats and activities. We've been out there several times on their houseboats, and every time their people are so friendly. You know, if you haven't driven a houseboat, you may think, I can't drive a houseboat.
Is that the true term, driving a houseboat, or is there another term? Do you sail it?
You helm it, I guess. Yeah. Well, you're at the helm of the houseboat, okay. But, they're always clean, everything works. People are real friendly. This is just a great place. And right now they've got fantastic prices because it's the off season. Mm. And it is still a beautiful time to be on the lake. It's going to be in the 90s today. Mm. So picture being out there. Have your boat, anchored someplace. Or
and we still have water, too, pretty much.
Lots of water in the lake.
It's not completely
and,
dry.
Swimming and all of this. It's just a great, great time to be out there. And like I said, very, very good prices for that little staycation that you may want to do. Give them a call, 530-238-2383, or just go to Holiday Harbor.
Didn't we just also have the first day of fall? Wasn't that yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday was first official day of fall. Mm-hmm. So I'm here with Shasta County Chamber of Commerce with Jason Stovall, James Mazzotta, and Nigel Skeet. And they're talking about pulling in businesses from all over the county, not to be a competitor with any of the city chambers of commerce. In fact, three of the cities, Palo Cedro, Anderson, and C.G. Shasta Lake have become members of the county.
We try and exchange memberships.
Yeah. And the idea being is that other counties here in the North State have a Chamber of Commerce. We didn't. You all decided to do this. Yeah. And you didn't have enough other things to do.
Correct.
You are correct.
Yeah. And bingo. So you started this so that you can interact with other counties to kind of get us out of the silo mentality that we could combine you all can combine the efforts of the North State to help businesses, but also to bring in tourism.
We exchanged memberships with the Trinity County Chamber. So yeah. They joined us. We joined them. Okay. Willow Creek and Humboldt, right? Mm-hmm. McLeod, right? And the whole idea is just to get to know each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, here's the thing is y'all came on the show one day and said, I forget how many billions, hundreds of billions of dollars come into California on tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the North State gets
2%.
How much? 2%.
The entire North State.
That's all 12 counties up here gets two.
From the coast, including the coast.
Yeah. So how many? 15?
17 counties.
17 counties get 2% of the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that come into California.
Right.
If you just bump that up 3%.
Right.
That would be tens of millions of dollars coming in.
That's exactly the words that we said.
Mm-hmm. Can we just transition real quick, just because I know we're out of pretty much out of time, but you asked what kind of services that we provide.
Yeah.
So some of them are obviously marketing and publicity. Everybody who joins gets a Reading Buzz shout-out, mm-hmm. and this has been a great networking tool for us. And so there's some events coming up this weekend that we're trying to help get out. So you want to?
Well, I'll let James talk about the Ulta thing coming up, but the other two big events coming up is the Reading Roots Revival coming up Friday and Saturday.
Music festival.
We love that.
It's huge. And then also the Honeybee Festival coming up in Palo Cedro. Those are two big events.
And that's on Sunday?
That's on Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday both. Now, yeah. James, go ahead and take it away.
So are you going to put a bees?
There is somebody that's going to do it. It won't be me unless there's 100 EpiPens around. But I'm losing my voice. Sorry. We have a really unique opportunity that was kind of happened serendipitously, and that's partly because the fact that we are here and we're operating now, and there was a lot of word of mouth about the chamber. But Jason had somebody randomly... What's going on with my throat?
randomly
reach out to him and ask for his support, because when he came to town, his name is Harvey. He is actually a West Coast regional representative for L'Oreal Beauty, one of the biggest beauty brands in all of the world, right?
Yep.
They are going to be holding an event at Ulta Beauty in the mall, one of the big anchors. Beauty is a huge industry, massive, one of the biggest.
The lady who owns L'Oreal or her family is the second wealthiest woman in the world.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Next to Walton.
Yep. The one that's coming in is Desiree Zoddy.
Yeah. Right. So just a little bit of history. A woman developed a brand called It Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Jamie, and I can't, sorry, forgive me, but Jamie something. She sold the brand to L'Oreal for $1.4 billion.
With a B.
Yeah.
With
and
a B.
Now L'Oreal runs this brand.
Mm-hmm.
One of their outlets is QVC, and on QVC they have a mega makeup star, and that's the
Desiree.
She's one of their biggest brand promoters.
QVC spokesperson.
Yeah. And she's going to be here in town this coming weekend.
Wow.
And she will be here at Ulta. So they're doing a whole mall takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have three master classes that you can arrange to see. And there will also be 11 other stylists within Ulta doing consultations. Lots of free swag. You get to meet and greet her as a celebrity. But this is a really big deal. This is the first of its kind between a major brand like L'Oreal, It's Cosmetics,
and that's going to be Saturday.
This Saturday, mm-hmm. starting at 11. So she
in the mall
at the entrance, at south entrance at the Ulta.
At the Ulta
and
store.
In, and mm-hmm. in the center of the mall. So they're taking over the center.
Oh,
not
okay.
the center, but the entrance of the mall. When you come in,
there's
going to be a whole thing where she'll be there from like 11 to 12, to different hours. You can look that up. But if you want consultation and if you want to talk with her and be part of the master classes that she's doing three of, which has never been done before, you need to contact Ulta directly and sign up for that. It's free. But pretty amazing what's happening here in Reading. We're the test bed for something brand new.
Mm-hmm. So this was actually kind of a cool example of the chamber, right? For example,
Bingo.
So somebody reached out to
Jason,
and then we were able to ping pong it around and turn it into something cohesive. It's been great, and the other people have been fun to work with, and they love the fact that we're doing this on a county level.
Yeah,
so it's been great.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so we. Are trying very hard to work on completely and totally different levels of business.
Okay.
You look stunned.
I am stunned.
The beauty of it all just hit you. You just couldn't control how intense my beauty.
You had
plug,
that double booking look.
Butt beauty plug.
Hey. So we do have the show kicking off. I mean, we're going to be launching the video with her, sending a personal video about what's happening this weekend with her.
Uh-huh.
So she sent a video to Harvey, not
yep.
Harley, but Harvey Helms.
Harvey Helms,
yeah. Sent it to us. So.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll help
it
you.
Sounds, how do people get a hold of
Shasta County Chamber? ShastaCountyChamber.com
mm-hmm.
website.
Okay.
And there has our P.O. box, our phone number, so you can call in.
And contact forms, membership.
All that.
We're on
online.
Facebook.
Okay.
Lovely, lovely.
Rock on.
We'll help
Thank you,
you sort
Carl.
Out this mess,
Thank
Carl.
You, Carl. No, you can't. I totally screwed up here. So, anyway, all
Thank
right.
You. We love
Chamber
you anyway.
Comes. Not with you guys, of course.
I know. We love you anyway.
Okay. And we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
So pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's his last appearance before the UN Security Council as President of the United States. President Biden addressed the world body this morning. Speech comes at a time of wars and rumors of wars all around the world.
Things can get better. We should never forget that. I've seen that throughout my career.
Mr. Biden says, as leaders, those in his audience, when surveying a tumultuous global scene, don't have the luxury to give in to despair. Israeli airstrikes continue pounding away at Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, going after rocket launchers that are often hidden in residential neighborhoods.
Israeli warplanes are striking targets across southern and eastern Lebanon in what has become the deadliest day in that country since the 2006 war. Israel and Hezbollah have been exchanging fire almost daily for nearly a year since Israel went to war against Hamas militants in Gaza. But the tensions have been rising over the past week.
That's correspondent Joseph Fetterman, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing the terrorists of using Lebanese civilians as human shields. Florida's Gulf Coast bracing for a possible hit by what could become a major hurricane in just a few days.
Tampa, Fort Myers area, you need to have your preparedness done by sunset Wednesday. You have your preparedness done sunset Wednesday, and then up into the Florida Big Bend Nature Coast early Thursday morning.
That's Jamie Rome at the National Hurricane Center. He says right now the storm is building strength over the warm waters of the Caribbean. Students have gone back to classes today at Appalachie High School in Winder, Georgia, this weeks after a teenage gunman killed two students as well as two teachers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
A former Singaporean cabinet minister has pleaded guilty to charges of accepting illegal gifts. The Asian financial hub's first ministerial criminal trial in almost half a century.
He was charged with 35 charges, including receiving gifts as a public servant, corruption, and obstructing the course of justice, all of which he denies. But as soon as the trial started, the prosecutors actually reduced the charges. They dropped the corruption charges. Now he will be charged under a section of the law that makes it an offense to receive gifts as a public servant.
The BBC's Saranjana Tiwari. Workers set to begin the reconstruction of the 400-year-old Old Stock Exchange in Copenhagen some 5 months after a devastating fire destroyed more than half of the building. Officials say it will be faithful to how the iconic landmark once appeared and will return it to its former glory. Townhall.com. Attention, Kmart shoppers. The end is near.
The erstwhile retail giant, renowned for its blue light specials, is shuttering its last full-scale store in the mainland United States. The store located in Swank Bridgehampton, New York on Long Island is slated to close October 20th. That's according to Denise Rivera, an employee who answered the phone at the store late Monday. That will leave only a small Kmart store in Miami. The retailer closed its last New Jersey store last year. It has a handful of stores in Guam and in the U.S. Virgin Islands. In its heyday, there were more than 2,000 Kmarts in the U.S. Keith Peters reporting.
The Dow, which closed at yet another record high yesterday, is struggling to move higher still this morning. The blue chip index is up 107 points, while the Nasdaq Composite Index is 13 points lower, and the S&P is down a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way. She's not out there yet. She's on her way to Holiday Harbor. She's not there yet because she just isn't yet. But she's going out there with two of her girlfriends and they're going to go out there and get a houseboat from Kevin Kelly and just whoop it up. It's one of their birthdays out there. I don't know how much you can whoop it up on a houseboat on Lake Shasta. Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that because when you go out to Slaughter Island, you know, when they put like 50 of them together, I guess you can, but I think it's just them out there. 8:06 in the morning here on the 24th of September, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben, we found out there was a moment of sadness when we found out that Ben's car only takes premium gas.
Yep.
Should have bought a diesel. It's about the same price.
It's crazy. Diesel's getting cheaper depending on where you go.
I know. You go to other states and diesel's cheaper than regular gas.
Diesel used to be always cheaper.
It always used to be cheaper by a significant amount. And then now somehow it's gotten to be more expensive. But and it's National what? Cherry's Jubilee Day?
Yeah, Cherry's Jubilee and exclamation day or punctuation.
Punctuation day. Okay. All right. Hey, it's going to be all the way up to 99 today, so I guess it's a good day to be on the lake, with a low around 64 tonight, and tomorrow a high near, with increasing clouds, a high near 89 and a low of about 61. It starts heating up a little bit more, up 93 on Thursday, 99 on Friday, but then it starts cooling off again on Saturday, 95, 93 on Sunday, and 94 on Monday. Really, you can't really tell that big a difference until it gets over into the hundreds, but it looks like it's cooling off, and we're going to have a little bit of a, you know, of a cooling trend going on here. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like friends. Honorable group of people that you have should have no problem doing business with. They've won awards for hiring veterans, and like I said, they really do take care of their customers. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. I had, in a fit of madness, had Heather Hadwick was going to be our guest. She's going to be our guest Thursday. She'll be here at 8 o'clock on Thursday to talk about her run for the First District Assembly seat. We had Heather on last week, Tanessa on last week, Heather on this week. But it's the last Tuesday of the month, and Mark Story is here from Haven Humane, the CEO, the Watash, the head kahuna, the man, El Jefe of Haven Humane.
Good morning, and sorry, Heather, and thank you for being so gracious.
Oh, she is such a gracious lady. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Carl. Really, what'd they say? You know, Carl, kiss the pooch on this one. So, anyway, but she's very, very nice. And you would think after, what, 10 years?
it's almost 12.
How long have you been here?
But you were doing the radio show before I started.
Before.
So it's been over 12 years.
Yeah, and it's always been on the last Tuesday of the month, and you would think I'd remember that after 12 years. But if it's not written in the book, it does not happen.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So, gosh.
We'll start with Keith.
Keith.
Yeah. So, Keith. Keith is a amazing brown and white pit bull mix. Keith was with us for 436 days total. He actually went to a foster family, and unfortunately it didn't work out with the fosters because Keith and their dog weren't getting along very much.
That happens.
Yep, it does. But he was great with the family. So Keith came back, and thanks to our volunteers, our staff, the foster family, and everybody else, Keith was just such a great boy. A rescue from Sonoma came, and they said, we'll take Keith. We have people that want dogs just like this all over the place in Sonoma. So they brought him to Sonoma. Change of scenery often does dogs really good. And he was there for a few weeks, not many, I think like 3 weeks maybe. A family came in, they have three kids, and they visited with Keith, I heard, a few times just to make sure that it was the right match, and they took him home, and Keith now is living his best life with
after
a new family.
Over a year.
Yeah.
At Haven Humane.
Yeah. And so this is a great example of how it takes a village, because it took our fosters, our volunteers, our staff, our rescue partners, the whole organization and the whole team to make this happen. And thankfully, Keith now is living his best life. So we are super, super happy for Keith. And he is just a wonderful, wonderful boy. He was absolutely a staff favorite. We all loved and adored Keith. So we're super, super happy for him.
Well, you know, it's an interesting dog that can spend that much time.
Mm-hmm.
In a prison environment? Yeah, in a prison environment. I'll let you say it.
Yeah.
And even though he's taken out, even though there's love, because I know your volunteers and how they treat these animals.
They're amazing.
Treat them with love and respect, and they get them out, and they try to keep their psyche up.
They do a great job of it. And without them, I don't think Keith would have been able to make it that long. And, you know, it's sad. Every time we take a dog out for a walk and we put him back in the kennels, you know, it saddens all of us, the staff, the volunteers, and everybody. Well, but, you know, when something like this happens, and we had another dog, Harrison, that was a camp dog. We have now two camp dogs that are still there. But Harrison, great dog. A wonderful couple came in yesterday. Absolutely fell in love with him. And he's a big lab mix. And he's tall. He's big. And they have a little chihuahua wiener dog mix who runs the house, and he play-bowed to her and respected her size, and you could tell she's definitely going to be in charge, and they were fast friends, and they're like, nope, we're going to take Harrison home, and that was a great day. So, and again, Harrison after Camp Love a Pet was depressed, and so the staff and the volunteers just did such an amazing job of keeping him engaged and keeping his life enriched as much as we possibly can until that family came in looking for Harrison.
Well,
so,
excuse me, Buford, 72 days, in there, and you know, compared to Harrison and Keith. Not really much of a comparison, but even 72 days, you'll see dogs in there that will just go downhill.
Oh, it's
quickly.
Some of them, it takes days.
But Buford came in. Obviously, Buford was being taken care of. I mean, when people are got tears in their eyes, when Buford's leaving, like I had tears in my eyes when he came. But Buford has become... I know it's scary for some people to think, but he's become a bot and has just won us over totally.
Yeah,
and
he's easily my favorite bot.
I have three bosses. It's scary.
But he's clearly the best one.
Buford goes into the producers and starts looking around, and Ben's never sure that Buford's not going to come in and get in his lap during the show.
I'm at Buford's will and beckon.
Exactly. So it should be. That's what Buford deserves. Yeah.
Well, it's a great story about Keith and Harrison. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell started her company back in 1993. It's two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. And if you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, how about your 401k with the economy going the way it is? You can get a free review and evaluation for not only financial matters, but also your insurance, which is another big problem we have here in California, as we all know. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 for an appointment. And like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. Judy Maxwell treats her customers very well, treats them as friends. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. And we'll be right back.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way. She's not there yet, but she's on her way. to Lake Shasta, out to Holiday Harbor, with a couple of girlfriends to enjoy a couple of days out there on the lake. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, locally run, local board of directors. Started right down in Red Bluff, but and they have one branch there on Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's Grill, and the other one in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and, of course, their newest branch in Anderson on Ventura Street. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, a small bank that's won big awards for their customer service and their abilities. Been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we've talked about a couple of dogs that were adopted after many, many weeks, days, a year, over a year for one of them.
Yep.
Have found happy homes, and it can happen.
Yeah, so, we actually just made a post on Facebook yesterday with some of our longer-term dogs, and one of them is Dodger. He's a husky mix that's about a year old, and he is just one of the sweetest dogs I've ever met in my life. I wish I could take him home. It's just he just wouldn't work with my dogs, not because of him, but because of my dogs. He would work with other dogs, but he is such a sweet dog. So if you're interested in coming down and meeting a great dog, come take a look at Dodger. He's a beautiful husky. Fantastic dog. Just fantastic dog. Lots of energy, but just a love. And he's a little nervous at first, but once he gets to know you, and it doesn't take long at all, he is just absolutely love and loyal, and I love hanging out with him, and he's one of those ones where I get upset when I have to put him back in the kennel. So,
oh, yeah. Okay, we can talk about Bark, Wine, and Brew, but it's sold out.
Sold out, yep, sold out. Thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you for everybody who's getting tickets. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a week from Saturday on October 5th. Tickets will go on sale for next year's event, so you want to get tables early. They'll go on sale sometime probably early next year. So
there you go.
Definitely get involved with that. We've got an adoption event coming up starting next Tuesday. We've got our Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelter event. That will run from October 1st through 15th. All adoptions are free to the adopters. Thanks to Kathy Bissell and the Bissell Pet Foundation for sponsoring the cost. Kathy Bissell does an amazing job.
Oh, yeah,
every year
does.
We talk about it. And we are so thankful and honored to be one of the shelters that she picks to sponsor. Dog adoptions will require purchase of a license if you live in one of the jurisdictions. And all animals adopted through Haven are spayed, neutered, current on vaccines, and they're microchipped. So can't beat that. So that's October 1st through 15th.
So you can come down and get that husky.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's gone by next Tuesday. But if he's not, yeah. And we have tons of just amazing dogs and cats right now.
In fact, you got a lot of puppies.
We got a lot of puppies. We got over 40 puppies in our care right now. So if you're looking for a puppy, now's the time for a puppy. We've got a lot of them all looking for loving forever homes. We also have an event coming up on October 26th. That's going to be Subaru Loves Pet Adoptions outreach event. That's going to be at the Reading Subaru dealership. That's going to be on October 26th. It's on Cypress Avenue. That's going to be from 10 to 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So come meet some of our adoptable dogs. Hang out. Thanks, Subaru, for the sponsorship. This is going to be part of the Share the Love event, which is fantastic. And
well, I
again,
would imagine that you could probably see a few puppies out there that day.
Probably won't bring puppies. Puppies are difficult to bring out. Yeah, puppies are a little more susceptible to everything, so we usually won't bring too many puppies. Some older ones, maybe, but
what kind of
puppies? Not puppy.
Give us an idea of what kind of puppies. I mean, are these just
shepherds, labs, pit bulls,
mixes?
Of course, yeah. I mean, we have tons of puppies. We have over 40 puppies. So
wow,
lots.
Is that unusual?
Yes,
it is, isn't it? So people are what? Surrendering their mama dogs?
No, they're strays.
They're strays, mm-hmm. And somebody's found them and with the puppies and brought them in. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of puppies.
It is a lot of puppies, yes. Yes. And it's a lot of work.
I'm just picturing you out there with 40 puppies crawling all over you.
Right, yeah, don't picture me doing that. My team is doing all that stuff. I would love to tell you that that's me, but it's the team, and they're doing an amazing job. And when we've got, you know, litters of puppies that are big litters of puppies, it's very time-consuming. So they're busting tail every single day trying to do that, so I can't thank them enough. And the volunteers are helping out with them as well as all the other animals. So, yeah, the entire team, it's been a challenging year for sure, and they continue to come in and impress and work as hard as they can, and I'm super proud of them, and They get all the credit, though. None to me. It's all them. They do all the hard stuff, and I appreciate them greatly.
Wow. 40 puppies. Over 40
Yeah,
puppies.
Over 40 puppies right now. Yeah. So lots of them. So come on down.
Yeah, if you're looking for a puppy that you want to raise, here you go.
Yep,
you got
sure.
a good choice.
Yes, there's going to be there's a lot of them. So, yeah, just give us a call. Talk to one of our adoption counselors, and they can tell you what's going on. And if they're not ready yet, we can talk about foster to adopt, that kind of stuff. So there's options as well. Because some of them aren't old enough yet to be adopted because they're not old enough to be spayed and neutered. Once they are, then obviously they're going to get spayed and neutered and adopted out. So.
I just wonder how Buford would be with a puppy.
Oh, I think
he'd be okay.
Yeah, that's how my dog is. You know, I mentioned I couldn't bring Dodger home. It's because my female Pitty is very, very dominant. When we got my little guy, he was 4 months old, so he was still young enough to where she was okay with it. And they're best friends. I mean, they're amazing together. Now, so it would for me, it's almost have to be a puppy, but. Like I said, when I got Chopper, he was 4 months old, so he wasn't, you know, a little. You know, he was little, yeah. But not little. And that was good. And I think that Sprite would come around to another dog. It just would take some time. So, yeah, but puppies are usually easy to integrate into a home with established dogs. 'Cause
they'll just roll over.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, they're usually pretty good. I mean, not all dogs are great with puppies, but majority of them are.
I think Buford would
be fine.
He'd find some.
He would like it. He would like to have another one. I always tell people, and I've told you this before, I always tell people that I recommend two as a minimum, just because then they always have somebody to play with.
He's got two others. He's never alone.
Well, yeah.
It's rare. It's rare that he's alone.
But.
I know.
We want to sit down and watch TV, and I can't tell you. I play with my dogs all the time, but I can't tell you how often I'm sitting there watching TV or doing something else, and they're roughhousing and playing around and everything, and they tire each other out, and they go in the yard and they run and chase each other, and they work that energy off, which is what they need to do. So yeah, that's why I always say two is my minimum personally, just because I always want them to have somebody there to play with all the time when I'm not available to do so. So
there you go.
No.
Okay. Vehicle donations.
Yeah, vehicle donations. I mean, it's fall, so maybe you want to clear some stuff out. But every vehicle donation, whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, or boat, helps us provide quality care pet service and a safe refuge to animals in need. Donating is super easy. You can simply call 855-500-7433. Or even easier, you can just click through our website, havenhumane.org, under ways to give and donate a vehicle. Our partner, Cars, Inc., will tow your vehicle at no cost and send you a tax deduction receipt. They take care of everything. All you have to have is a pink slip.
Yeah, including finding that, right? Or
I don't
know. You know, you may not have the pink slip for an old trailer or something like that. But
yeah.
Won't they go on and find it for you?
I'm not 100% sure on that, but I would call. If I had a question, I would call, and they'll give you the information. Everybody we've talked to, everybody who's donated a vehicle to us has said it's been a great experience, and working with Cars was really easy. And all of them have sold, and some of them, you know, were beaters, and that's totally fine. They still brought in a few hundred dollars for us, which is great. Some of them were a little bit nicer and brought in a few thousand dollars, but all of that helps. And Cars takes a small percentage of it, and we get the bulk of that money that goes towards helping the animals, which is fantastic. So if you have a vehicle, or you know a neighbor that's got a vehicle that's been sitting there for years and you know it's not worth anything and they don't want to do anything with it, this is something you could suggest. Maybe get rid of that eyesore.
Well, there's one parked out in front. That takes premium gas. I don't know if we could get rid of it that easy. So,
interesting.
You get a good write off.
Quit hating on him.
I know. I love this kid, and you know, it having Ben in our family is like, you know, we got a teenager again, and he does teenage things.
Yeah.
On some ways, other ways, he's like 50 years old when it comes to, you know, knowing his job and doing
Buford,
all that kind of
Buford
stuff.
And Buford always has a playmate.
And Buford always has a playmate.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, and, you know, Buford comes in and walks around from person to person getting his loves and his pets and everything. And then he comes in here and chews on his toy during the show.
I see.
Which is, yeah. So, okay, hey, we're here. Yes, sir.
Do you see chat?
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, I just looked at it a second ago. Oh. I hear the adoption rate at the animal shelters in Springfield, Ohio is really good.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
That's a horrible thing to say. But funny. Yeah. It's funny.
There is, I'll say this. There is a video that a guy made, turned some comments made into a song, and it's going viral on YouTube. But the cool thing is that guy actually is donating all the proceeds to the Springfield County. I think it's whatever that county is. I think it's Clark County. Yeah. Animal shelter.
To their animal shelter? Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah, which I thought was really, really, really cool.
Oh, that's super. I'm glad to hear that. That's terrible. Okay. Hey, if you're looking for a new place to get a haircut, and you know what? People take haircuts personal. And when I found Cypress Square Barbershop, I never left. I found it, luckily, when I first moved here. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. I've never had a bad haircut there in a decade and a half that I've lived here. It was established in 1960, and it's been in its same location, the Cypress Square Barbershop, since like 1966 or 67. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lecky Miller's, or if you remember the subway there, it's right across the parking lot there. Great haircuts. It's not a hair salon. You can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. But if you're just driving by, you can stop by, and if they've got an opening, yeah, you're going to get a great haircut. I haven't had a bad one there. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Say again, barbershop. It's not a salon, and it's a great place. Tim and Logan are great barbers, and they're friendly, and it's a good experience. We'll be right back.
And then I get so doggone lonesome.
Extreme left or extreme right politics have no place in Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues impacting our quality of life. We need someone who listens and gets results. I'm Joe Comenti, and I serve with Mary Rickard on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rickard has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation and crime. Mary has the experience to move Shasta County forward. Vote Mary Rickard November 5th, a common sense conservative.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. One of the teaching hospitals that has over 22 residents going through a three-year program there. And what's that mean? It means that there's more physicians available, not only in the hospital, but in the clinics. Two of those doctors that are graduating this summer have decided to stay right here in Reading, one to work at Shasta Regional and the other to work in one of our local clinics. This is one of the reasons that Shasta Regional Medical Center believes that healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with another person who does very much for our community, and that's Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. If you don't have tickets to Bark, Wine, and Brew, it was sold out weeks ago. So if you want tickets for next year, you might want to hop on there on the website and see when it's open if you want to go. It's a great event. This year it's going to be Heroes and Villains. And I'm still trying to figure out if I may just come as a politician and not say if it's a hero or a villain and let people figure it out themselves. Okay, the vet hospital. You all are just going gangbusters there.
There's tons of stuff to talk about on the vet hospital. So our summer walk-in vaccine clinic hours are Wednesday from 8 to 10 a.m., and that will run through the end of October. And then once we get into November, we'll be moving our hours. You can look on Facebook for when that's going to happen. Those hours will change to 2 to 4 p.m. So still be on Wednesdays. It's still same location. But it'll be 2 to 4 p.m. It's right outside our vet hospital, so be prepared for weather. Cats must be in carriers for that. Those are our vaccine. And prices are on our website. We're now booking a few public spay-neuter surgeries each day. Vouchers are available for dogs and cats and can be down and can be combined with available grant subsidies awarded to Haven. So we book out, like, really far in advance. So the last Monday of the month is when we book out for basically 3 months ahead. When we open up the next month, will be the last Monday of the month, which will be this coming Monday is when we will open up, and it will usually fill up in the first hour or two. So if you're interested in that, just keep an eye on that. Our feral fiesta day, the last Thursday of the month, we spay or neuter up to 50 feral cats. Drop off is at 7:15 and pick up is the same day at 4 p.m. Vouchers are available for that. Our vet hospital is still doing 7 trap neuter release surgeries for feral or community cats Monday through Thursday. There's no daily limit per person, but there is a limit of 7 total each day for us. Each cat must be in its own trap. One of the things we've been seeing lately is people bringing them in squirrel traps, which are the smaller ones. They have to be bigger traps. We actually have something that one of our amazing volunteers made for us, and it is a stand outside that has a squirrel trap saying that this is not it, and it shows the dimensions that are the minimum dimensions for a cat trap, safe cat trap. For dropping off those, drop off is at 7:15 a.m. For check-in, the cost is $45. There are also vouchers available if you're interested in calling for more information on vouchers. You can call 241-2550. And then something super exciting is our Princess Memorial Spay Neuter Day. So we have a generous anonymous cat lover who has sponsored a second – it's like a second Feral Fiesta. It's a little smaller. It's the second Thursday of every month. Haven will spay and neuter up to 35 feral cats, and that's free of charge. Again, it's 7:15 drop-off, but you better get there early because we turned away quite a few people on the first one. And that's the second Thursday of the month. Cats must be in a live humane cat trap. Only one cat per trap allowed, and again, not the squirrel traps. There is a 5-cat limit per household per month on that, so... That's so now we have the second and the fourth Thursdays.
What if they caught it in a squirrel trap and then put it in a carrier? Is that okay?
No, we can't do them in carriers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have to be in traps. And the reason for that is because we don't pull them out like that. We sedate them while they're in the traps.
Got it.
So it's a safety issue.
And squirrel traps are too small for that.
Too small. They're too small for the cats. It's not safe for the cat, and it's not safe for the humans that are interacting with them.
Okay. No,
for both the trappers, the releasers, and the staff.
Well, that's – you have – you know – now that you explain it, I understand.
Yeah, that's the whole reason for it. Yeah, they're just not safe.
How many cats? You know, this has been going on for 10 years. And we're talking here. Just let me see. See, that's 35 every Thursday.
We're doing 200 plus a month
that's
right
140
now.
Just on Thursdays. Plus, so you're doing over 200 a month.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cats.
Mm-hmm. That's just feral and community cats. We're also spaying and neutering adopted cats. And
well, no, I understand
public
that.
Cats as well. So, but we do over 200 feral community cats a month right now. Yeah. I mean, we've done thousands and thousands of cats.
I think you've done tens of thousands at this point.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Wow. Yeah. And they just keep coming.
Yeah. Well, until everybody is spaying and neutering their own pets, it's just going to be a problem. Until that happens. I mean, that's the thing. Until everybody's busy.
This is going to be a long-term job, buddy.
Well, it is, unfortunately. It's the only job I've ever had where I really do want to work myself out of a job.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
And because
saying, hey, okay, bring in that two. If you find a feral cat, bring one in. And there's just none. That hasn't been fixed already.
Right.
And then 1 week, it's you have five.
And it's not just the feral cats. I mean, it's the friendly. It's the adopted. You know, it's the stray cats. It's stray dogs. I mean, it's all of them. You know, I mean, we would love to not have any more homeless animals. I mean, that's the whole goal. It's been our whole goal. Forever. I mean, since the creation of Haven Humane Society, since the creation of the first Humane Society in the United States, the whole goal has been no stray animals. I mean, anybody who works in animal care that's not their goal, honestly, won't be in animal care long because that's the goal of all
Did
of us.
Did you see
that
where that cat got left at Yellowstone and somehow found its way back to its home?
No.
Yeah, I haven't read the whole story, but it ran away at Yellowstone, and then it got reunited with its family. So I'm trying to figure out. I've got to go back and look at it to see if somebody found it, and maybe it had a chip in it or something.
I don't know if we talked about it last month. I feel like we didn't, but we had a cat come in just a couple, 3 weeks ago that had a microchip to somebody, and we called them, and the cat had been missing for 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah, so somebody had gotten the cat and just kept the cat, and they just didn't even think about checking for a microchip, which is why we always say if you find an animal, you can bring it to Haven, you can bring it to a veterinary hospital, wherever, they'll check it for a microchip. So 4 years, and the people are like, oh, my gosh, that is unbelievable. And so they came in, and they got the cat and brought the cat back home. But 4 years, this cat's been gone for 4 years, and so reunited with the family after 4 years.
Okay, I have a great
microchips work.
I have a great story here. I have a friend that's gone through just one health thing after another, one thing with her animals after another. Father dying, everything. She's just gone through hell for about 2 years. Her horse gets an abscess, so has to be treated, and then it's at a little rehab center. Well, she has a dog, you know, it's her mate. You know, she's single, and I mean, it's, you know, he's always there. He's a great little dog, he's a medium-sized dog. She's out there with the horse. The dog disappears. she puts out a $1,000 reward. This is how much she cared. 250 posters. Dog's been 2 weeks when I talked to her. And third week goes, she gets a phone call. And somebody had found the dog and called her. And when they reunited, the guy says, you know what, seeing the joy on your face is a big enough reward for me. And went and take the reward.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear something like that, I mean, 3 weeks and you think, well, that dog's gone, you know. So those things can happen. But it was a beautiful story.
Yeah,
you know, I just
thought
it's, yeah, you know what?
You'd like to
hear a happy ending on some of
these. And that's a great way too, just to renew your faith in humanity for that person to find that dog. See, and he was probably taking great care of that dog and saw the poster and went, oh, dude, you have a home. And like, for him to do that and then say, I'm not going to take the reward. That's awesome.
Does that touch your heart?
That's a good human being right there. And I'm so glad that pup is back.
So am I. Okay. Got to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I want to apologize. I thought, I had scheduled Heather incorrectly. Heather Hedwick will be on Thursday at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the DA at 8. And Erin Reznor from 7 to 8 tomorrow morning, talking about her run for the city council. That'll be tomorrow. And then Thursday, Heather Hedwick. And I've got a couple other things. Other politicians will be here on Friday, including, but also the Honeybee Festival people, representatives. That's going on this weekend. So anyway, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we've been talking about the great things that are happening down there. But it all revolves around volunteers.
Absolutely. Our volunteers are absolutely amazing. I can never thank them enough. And, you know, they have a great time coming in. We have some tough days. And, yeah, like I said, it's tough to put the dogs in the kennels. But you know what? They do such an amazing job. And it's, you know, when we see dogs like Harrison and Keith get adopted, it makes it all totally worth it. They're there whether there's heat, rain, or snow. I've seen them there in all of those conditions, and they're fantastic. And there are tons of opportunities to volunteer. It's not just about walking dogs or socializing cats. It's about helping in the hospital, helping with development, helping with events, helping with outreaches, helping with marketing. There's just tons and tons of opportunities. So if you are interested in joining our team, it's a very easy process. You just go to havenhumane.org, go under the volunteer tab, and there is an application that you fill out. Once you fill out that application, Cassie, who is our amazing volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you through email and tell you what the next steps are, which usually are going to be an orientation on a Saturday, where they will talk about body language of animals and just get the basics done. And then we'll talk about, you know, where do you want to volunteer? What do you want to do? When do you want to come in? Because the schedules are completely flexible and we have lots and lots of opportunities to volunteer. So if you want to join our team, we would love to have you. Please do that. Havenhumane.org, volunteer, fill out the application, and let's see what it brings, because it is a lot of fun. I will tell you that most of the people, first couple, 3 weeks can be a little bit tough, but once you kind of get in that routine, you start realizing that, you know, I might be getting more out of this than the animals are, if you can believe it, but they do get a lot out of it as well, but the animals absolutely adore it, and it is a lot of fun, and our volunteers are amazing. So another big shout-out to all of our volunteers.
There you go. Here's a chance to make a difference.
Yes.
I have a question here. Okay. You've got 40 puppies there, and some of them aren't ready to be adopted yet because they're not old enough, right?
Correct.
And so can you kind of like pick one out early, and then you all hold them?
There's foster opportunities for stuff like that. We're not going to – it's going to be difficult to have them pick them out and hold them. We wouldn't do that, but we would offer foster to adopt opportunities depending. Because we may have a rescue come in and say, we'll take the whole litter. We're not going to hold one puppy back from a rescue.
Take
them. So that's why we would never, ever do that, because that could prevent us from getting the others out. And so we wouldn't do that.
Okay.
So but there is opportunities to foster. We have opportunities to foster mom and the puppies. There's tons of stuff that people can help out with.
Okay.
We would love to have people come in and help foster these things, because they are amazing puppies, and that socialization is fantastic. And, you know,
when are puppies weaned?
Between 6 and 8 weeks.
So it would be like they'd have to be like 2 months old before you can adopt them?
8 weeks is the earliest.
In the minimum.
Normally we're going to, yeah.
Okay. So if you go down now and And you
and we have puppies of all different ages. Too.
Oh, okay. So
you've
a got
lot of them are available yeah. for adoption right all now. Right. Yeah.
And starting October 1st is the big Bissell
Pet Foundation Empty the Shelters. Yep. And October 1st to 15th. So yeah. all the adoption fees are waived on dogs and cats.
Okay, so that's just next week.
Yep. Okay. We also have two potbelly pigs that are available for adoption, and we need to find them homes because they've been there for too long. One of them is super, super friendly. The other one is a little bit skittish, but he does start coming around, and they are working with him on that. So I think he's going to be great for somebody. But and they are both smaller. They are not adults. And so they are really looking for their forever homes as well. So if you're interested in one of them, they are super smart. If you don't know anything about them, I would definitely do some research on potbelly pigs. But they're very smart. They're smarter than dogs. They're very intelligent, and they are very active, and they are very close to humans. Like, they love the interaction with humans. They are great pets. You just have to be ready for that. So they are – obviously, there's other challenges with it. I've had friends that had potbelly pigs, and they were house pets the whole time.
Housebroken.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're easy to housebreak because they're super smart. But they had to put child locks and all their stuff because they're super smart. They'll open their fridge and open the drawers and everything. So they just put child locks and everything, and they said they were the absolute best pet. For one of them, they actually got him a puppy because they wanted him to have – it's kind of the same thing. You want two, so they have somebody to play with. So they got him a puppy, and the puppy was kind of like his puppy, the pig's puppy. It was pretty funny. So we have two of those guys, too. They're looking for adoption. So please, if you know anybody that's looking for potbelly pigs, come in.
What's your job? I'm the pig's puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you got a new Facebook page. Let's talk about
that.
We do.
We have a new Facebook page that is for animal control. So if you go to our Facebook page, there is a link. If you go to our website, there's a link as well. So we've moved our lost and found stuff to our animal regulation Facebook page. The reason we did that is we just had so much stuff going on Facebook. It was just inundating the feed. And so it's hard to find out the adoptable animals when we're going through lost and found too. So we separate them. So you can find that again. There's links on our website, havenmaine.org, as well as our Facebook page.
There you go. Okay. Well, we got like about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've talked about the puppies. We've talked about the volunteering. We've talked about the Prince's Memorial Spay and Neuter Day.
Okay. Well, let's talk about ways to help. So one of the things that we really need is, you know, times are tough. Money is tough. And so what we're really looking for is more monthly donors. And when I say monthly donors, it's you can go on our website. There's a link to set yourself up to be a monthly donor, $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to give a month. We're really looking for that, and we're looking for ways that we can thank them with maybe a digital letter a month to kind of update on what's going on, something
that
a lot of people aren't doing.
Yeah.
So our development team is always looking for ways to do that, but we need more of those monthly donors that can do that. And it's super easy. You just go in there, you set it up, and it just takes it out every month. And then we'll give you, obviously, the tax receipt at the end of the year as a total.
But you've also got things like you always need blankets, you always need towels, anything like that when you're cleaning out your closets. I mean, these are ones that you're going to use for rags or something, but they're still very usable.
Yeah, we go through towels like you would not believe. It's ridiculous how many towels we go through. So any towels and stuff, and you can drop them off at Haven. We have a deposit right there on the outside where you can drop them off as well, the towels. But we use those all the time. We also have monthly and quarterly like fundraisers for specific things. Like we had one where we needed some dog food, and this was last week we ran it. We needed wet food because we'd run out of wet food and we couldn't get it from our distributor in time. And so we had a whole bunch of people bring it in. And if you were one of those people, thank you so much. It was great. We actually shut it off because we got enough, and that was great. And that's kind of how we do things with that. And so everybody was on the spot with it. They came in and brought us that food, and it was fantastic. It is going to help. And the reason for that, by the way, is because we have 40 puppies. So that's why we needed the wet food.
We needed the wet food.
Some of the wet food is for the puppies. Some of the wet food is for moms because the moms are working so hard with those puppies that we need to get them the wet food. So that was what really generated the needing the extra wet food, because normally we wouldn't, because normally we wouldn't have this many puppies.
Wow, so, 40 puppies.
But thank you to the community for once again stepping up and helping
out. Well, thank you, Mark, and for all your people, all the volunteers, people who work out there for what you all do for our community. Without Haven Humane, I just can't even imagine what it would be like without you all working so hard and really making a difference. So thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Linda's on her way out to Lake Shasta and Holiday Harbor. She and her girlfriends are getting a houseboat. They're going to spend a couple of days out there and celebrating a birthday. And what can I say except Holiday Harbor? Talk about a staycation. It's off-season rates. The lake is beautiful. It's not going to be crowded. I think they said the water was 78. Fishing's real good. And it's, you know, if you haven't thought about it, you might want to give them a call at 530-238-2383 and find a way to come on out there and really enjoy the lake without it being overly crowded, being able to find a place that you can, you know, go into a cove and plant yourself for the weekend or just travel around the lake. Holiday Harbor. Ben, I'm sorry about your car and the premium gas. It's not too late. Why don't you just take some lead pencils and throw them into your gas tank and add some lead to it?
Ben, he's just jealous about your car.
I am. You've got a cool car. Ben, you have a cool car. I'd have been in all types of trouble with that car if I was your age. In fact, when I was your age, I had an MGB and got in all types of trouble.
Ooh. So,
hey, tomorrow the DA and Aaron Reznor. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.